daily new coronavirus infections surging past 50,000 cases a day for the first time. 50,700 new U.S. cases were reported, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University, as many states struggled to contain the spread of the pandemic, blamed in part on Americans not wearing masks or following social distancing rules. Surging numbers in California prompted the governor there to announce that he was closing bars, theaters, and indoor restaurant dining over most of the state, and just ahead of the July 4th weekend celebrations. Confirmed cases are also spiking in Texas, Florida, and Arizona. India's number of coronavirus cases passed 600,000 Thursday, with the nation's infection curve rising and its testing capacity being increased. More than 19,000 new cases were reported in the past 24 hours. Nearly 18,000 people have died so far due to the virus, according to India's health ministry. President Vladimir Putin is thanking Russians after a nationwide vote approved controversial constitutional reforms that allow him to extend his rule until 2026. He made no mention of the fact that the changes reset his constitutional term limit, allowing him to stay in the Kremlin for 12 more years after his current term expires in 2024. And a round of intensified Brexit talks ended on Thursday with both sides warning of remaining big differences. The two sides say they are committed to continuing negotiations next week in London. The meetings in Brussels were the first held face-to-face since the coronavirus shutdown. And authorities in Myanmar say a landslide at a jade mine has killed 126 people. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved new sanctions related to Hong Kong after Beijing imposed